This is Thomas B. Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, inviting you, even urging you, to take a few moments out of your busy day to think about your soul, to think about your life, to think about the question, from where have I come? And the question, to where am I going? What's going to happen to me? What am I going to do with my life? Will there be something to me after this life is over? 5 Gospel Minutes is an integral part of the International Gospel Hour, and we're so glad to have you in our audience today as we continue our study of the question, has 20th century natural science made a back number of the Bible? We have already shown that it cannot do so because it simply is not on the ground to even call these matters into question. The question of the existence of God, the inspiration of the Bible, and the origin of man are philosophical and are revelational problems and not those of natural science, though natural science can make some contribution by way of providing information that might be used in various arguments. We have pointed out then, as we considered the question, what is the Bible and what can it do, the fact that the Bible is the Word of God. It is the revelation of God to man. It therefore reveals to man God, the Lord Jesus Christ, what man really is, the plan of salvation, the church, the body of the saved, and what one must do in living the Christian life, and specifically what one must do in worship. In the second place, we have been studying the fact that the Bible is God's limitation to man. We have a few more things we want to say about that, even though we have discussed it at some length. I would like to urge you to recognize that the Bible points out that everything that we do in religion that's pleasing to God must be a matter of faith. And to do it as a matter of faith means that we must find it authorized in the Bible. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, the Bible says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." Now that means that whatever you cannot go to the Bible to find, to show that God has authorized you to do it, you cannot do it by faith. You can do it only by your own human opinion. And whatever one cannot do by faith is a matter of sin. It is not pleasing to God. The Bible makes clear that we cannot add to, we cannot take from, we cannot modify or pervert the Bible in any way and be pleasing to God. To add to the Bible, to take away from it, to change it, to modify it, pervert it, all of these things are sin. Now, God did not have to specify all He did not want. He just made clear what He did want by way of plan of salvation, by way of what He wanted in worship. Now, in every other matter except religion, we all recognize this fact. For instance, let's imagine one of the large mail-order houses which functions in our nation. Suppose they send you a catalog. Here it is, perhaps 2,000 pages filled with all the kinds of items that they have for sale. They have in the back of it an order blank. Suppose you want to buy a pair of shoes. Now, out of all the thousands of articles in that catalog, the only thing that you want out of it is one pair of shoes. Let us say, if you're a man, that you want a pair of brown shoes, number so-and-so, size 10D, and they cost, let us say, $35. And so you send in your order, you send the $35 plus the tax and whatever. And then, lo and behold, when they send your order, they not only send the shoes, but they send 5 washing machines, 20 bicycles, 3 television sets, 5 heaters to go in your bathroom, and so on. And here you are screaming to them that you did not order all of those things. And suppose the man that ran the truck looks at the order and says, "Well, where did you tell us not to bring them?" In other words, he's saying that I'm putting you under obligation, if you give an order, to list everything in this catalog that you do not want. I would assure you, my friends, that mail order houses would go out of business immediately if they acted in such fashion. And yet that's the way people do with the Bible. They tend to think that if there is not a specific condemnation, for instance, of a matter of the use of instrumental music in the New Testament church, that therefore they are free to do it. But our time is gone for today. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on 5 Gospel Minutes, an integral part of the International Gospel Hour, urging you to be with us for our next broadcast.